Z92.5, a Christmas celebration on your radio 24/7. It's the Christmas variety. 6:14 Wednesday morning with Jessica and Ben. Hello.
And Jessica, how attached to your phone are you?
Pretty attached. Yeah.
You even have one of those Apple Watches so that you don't even have to look at your phone for...
Right. It's a new level of lazy, right?
You're still not wearing it today, though.
I know.
You got to put it on.
I will.
If you have one, you have to wear it.
Okay, I don't know if anybody else has this issue too, but mostly I got an Apple Watch, so when I was doing everything with the Jackrabbits and I was on the field, I could keep my phone in my bag, and then I could tell if the station was calling me or if the transmitter was calling me or if we had any weather issues coming in. And then I just got annoyed with it because it just was constant all the time. And I felt almost to the point of rude where I'd be in a meeting and my watch would buzz. And I would look at it, and people would think I was looking at the watch, like, monitoring the time.
Yeah.
Somebody I know pretty well said, oh, I'll get out of your hair. I know you're busy. You've been looking at your watch. I'm like, no. I'll put my watch away. Don't worry about that. But it's just, sometimes you can be too connected.
That's true.
And sometimes I feel like.
I can totally see how that would look rude.
A little too connected. That's what I felt like.
I mean, look at that time.
Like, seriously, guys.
It is 6:15 right now. Come on, pick it up.
It was Randy Morris from the city of Kokomo, and he's a good listener. And he's like, I know you're busy. I see you looking at your watch, and I'm like, no, I promise. It just keeps buzzing at me. I don't even want it. Take it. Somebody take it.
Oh, gosh. Well, according to a new study, they have put together the amount of times that the average person looks at their phone per day. How many times do you think that we look at it?
Ridiculous amount.
Well, it doesn't look like that much, and I think that I'm over the average amount. They say about 51 times per day is the amount that we look at our phone. I think I'd look way more than that, for sure. But the thing is, like, when we have, like, the station text line, feel free to text us, 765-450-9660, if you want to just text us, say hey. But since we have the text line attached to our phones, it's like anytime we have a text contest, it's like, whoa, got a million people, you know?
Right? Wrist buzzing constantly.
Oh, yeah. But some of these things are kind of interesting as a part of the study here. Half of us check the phone during the middle of the night. If you wake up in the middle of the night, do you check your phone?
I check it for the time.
That's what I check mine for, too. And so I don't feel like that really counts.
I'm not. Trust me. Facebook, you're great. Twitter, I love you. But Snapchat, you're awesome. I am not checking you in the middle of the night.
two o'clock in the morning.
Oh, let's see who snapped me in the middle of the night. Because you know what those snaps are. No one good snaps after midnight, Ben.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
That's
big,
what.
Not
that's
a big
what my
snapper.
Mom always taught me.
Yep, she taught you that growing up as a kid.
No.
What does that mean, Mom?
No
You'll
one
know
ever.
One day when Snapchat is available.
No one ever snaps anything good after midnight.
And 90% of us check our phone within an hour of waking up. And for me, of course, I check my phone within an hour of waking up. That's what I use for my alarm.
I use it for my alarm, and then I always try to take a minute, go through my email, you know. Check everything to make sure it's in place. Make sure the station's on the air. It's like a morning ritual.
See, you are way more efficient than me. I don't look at all that until I get here to the station. It's like, I'll get there. I'm not going to get there any faster. If something is a problem.
I'll get there. I don't know. It just makes me nervous. Like every time I go to start my car. So when you work at a radio station, you have this panic that you're going to turn on the radio and the radio's not going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
So it's every morning I flip on the radio. I'm like, oh, good. I live to breathe another breath.
Sometimes when I'm driving home, I turn the volume down a little bit because, I'll get a phone call or whatever. And when I get back in the car, I forgot that I turned down the volume.
What's happening here? Dead air.
I was like, oh, gosh. There's no...
We've got dead air. And then you're like, oh, wow. Because it was...
I just had it on low.
Whoopsie-doo.
Yeah, that was
Sorry
me.
About that.
So phones. Yes, we check our phones a lot.
I feel like sometimes you feel like a hostage to it, like you're a slave to your phone. You just need to put it away.
Well, and that's one thing that I don't think that you get quite as much because you don't keep your phone in your pocket, but I do get the phantom vibrate of it's the worst. I don't even have to have my phone on me, and I think that somebody's texting me, and I'm like, I got to get it. I have to know.
I'm so important.
Somebody needs me right now.
Somebody needs me. And then I have to remind myself if somebody's calling me, I probably won't answer it anyway.
Yeah.
Leave a voicemail or send a text message. I'm a screener. I'm bad. I'm bad, especially after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Nope.
Well, I get telemarketers real bad, and no matter how often I press the do not call button, mm-hmm. it just, they keep calling me.
I just have to block. I quit.
I finally answered it the other day, and I did that Jerry Seinfeld thing, and I was just like, actually, they were like, so how much money do you make annually? I was like, actually, could I get your home phone number? He hung up on me. But I was going to be like, hey, if you want to call me while I'm at home, how about I call you while you're at home?
I always feel bad for the telemarketers themselves.
I don't. Because they could get another job.
Well, there are you jobs think so. Out there. You would hope so, but yeah. But some people can't get other jobs. So I always feel bad for the people actually making the phone calls because the directive is not theirs.